Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. For today, becoming mostly sunny, upper 70s. Winds will be from the south between 5 and 10. Tonight, partly cloudy skies, lower 60s. Winds will be from the south between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, sunny skies, mid 80s. Winds will be from the south between 5 and 10. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy. Chance of showers and thunderstorms overnight, upper 60s. And Friday, sunny with isolated storms. Right now, it's 61.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. Good Wednesday. Kansas Republicans have nominated Representative Roger Marshall for the Senate seat being vacated by Pat Roberts instead of conservative Chris Kobach. Voters yesterday heeded the GOP establishment's advice as it tries to keep a normally safe seat out of play, even though Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell and others could not persuade President Trump to endorse Roger Marshall. Republicans haven't lost a Senate contest in Kansas since 1932. Freshman Kansas Representative Steve Watkins has lost his Republican primary after being charged with felony election fraud and other crimes. State Treasurer Jake LaTurner defeated Watkins in yesterday's election, only 3 weeks after the charges were filed. LaTurner argued that Watkins was vulnerable even before the criminal charges were filed back in July. And weather forecasters in the Sunflower State say as the week winds down, the temperatures will wind up. Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Scammers are as focused on the coronavirus as we are. They may contact you about a cure, even though none currently exists. They may request donations to a bogus charity to help the infected, or they may pretend to be from a government agency offering important information in an effort to get you to click a link that installs malicious software on your device. If you are contacted by someone regarding the coronavirus and unsure if it's a scam, call the AARP Fraud Watch Network helpline at 877-908-3360. For more information about the coronavirus, visit aarp.org/coronavirus.
This is John Sidorek with JD Aviation Services at the Augusta Airport. There's no doubt that vehicle maintenance is important on the roadways, and proper aircraft maintenance is even more important. Since JD Aviation Services opened its doors, we've received many new customers through recommendations of current customers. So this is your formal invitation to make JD Aviation Services of Augusta your aircraft maintenance partner. Learn more at iFlyAugusta.com.
Authorities say two people, including a police officer, were heard in an ambush shooting in Kansas City as officers sought to arrest a person in an earlier shooting. That incident began Monday evening as police investigated a shooting in which one person was injured. Then, during that investigation, police were sent to a home where a person of interest was arrested. Police were leaving that home when at least one person began shooting at them from a nearby tree line. One resident of the home was shot. Police say an officer also was injured. Authorities say an officer did return fire and that the shooter or shooters fled. No arrests have yet been reported in that ambush. The American Royals World Series of Barbecue will not be held this year. The American Royal Association said yesterday it will not hold what it calls the world's largest barbecue competition because of the coronavirus pandemic. The event was scheduled for September 17th through the 20th at the Kansas Speedway. I'm Rick Everett with your Wednesday Kansas News on the Mid-America Network.
Home. It's your safe haven. It's where you raise your family and create memories that last a lifetime. Blue Valley Insurance can help you protect this prized possession with homeowners insurance that fits your priorities and your budget. With a variety of homeowners coverage options, you can rest easy knowing your home and those who live and visit there are protected. When you're confident you have the coverage you need, you can focus on those little moments that matter. See Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Wednesday. Lawmakers in the state will try once again to pass a major property tax and business incentive package as early as today, with time running out in this year's session. The legislature's Revenue Committee voted yesterday in favor of a new proposal designed to benefit Nebraska property owners and attract businesses. The committee's previous attempts to lower property taxes have stalled, and lawmakers have just days remaining in this year's session. Police in Grand Island are seeking information on the death of a man whose body was found lying in a front yard. The Grand Island Independent reports that the man's body was discovered yesterday morning, and police say it appears the man had been assaulted. Police did not immediately release the man's identity. Police Captain Dean Elliott says officers were called after a neighbor looked out the window around 7 o'clock yesterday morning and spotted the man lying on the ground. Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
We are all working through this difficult time together. We want you to know Blue Valley Technologies is here for you. Whether you are serving on the front lines, transitioning your business to a new norm, or studying and working from home, we are working very hard to keep our communities connected during this pandemic. Stay safe, stay healthy, and stay connected. From all your friends at Blue Valley Technologies.
Just 12 votes separate John Unger and Lisa Mosier in a tight race for the Kansas House 106th District. With 5,232 ballots counted and all 91 districts reporting in, Unger shows 2,622 and Mosier 2,610. The margin remains close enough that any remaining mail-in or provisional ballots yet to be considered could potentially decide the race. John Unger carried Marshall County with 57% of ballots, while Mosier prevailed in Washington County with 55% of the vote. Again, Unger with 2,622, Mosier 2,610. Fritz Blaske unseats incumbent Tom Holley for 2nd District, Marshall County Commissioner seat. Blaske carries 45%, Holley with 30%, and Don King trails with 25% on the Republican ticket. No Democrats were filed. In the race for District Magistrate Judge, Angela Heckey retains the position with 65% of votes to Bobby Pipia with 35%. The sales tax question for swimming pool improvements in Blue Rapids passed by a wide margin, 88% voting yes, with 232 ballots cast. In Washington County for 2nd District Commissioner, incumbent David Wilbrandt with 80% of the votes over Joanne Daig with 20%. In Nemahal County, Jason Cook takes Tim Burdick, 61-39% for 2nd District County Commissioner, and moves on to face Greg Allen in the general. In the 3rd District, Dylan Keim takes Bob Sextro, 70-30%, and moves on to face Dennis Henry in the general election. Again, it's 12-vote difference in preliminary totals for Kansas House, as John Ungerer leads Lisa Mosier, 2,622 to 2,610, in the 106th District. In Marshall County, Fritz Blaske takes the Republican race for County Commissioner with 45% of votes, Tom Holley with 30%. Angela Heckey earned 65% of votes for District Magistrate Judge, defeating Bobby Pipia with 35%, and the Blue Rapids Swimming Pool sales tax passes with 88% voting yes. David Wilbrandt holds off a challenge for Washington County Commissioner with 80% of votes over Joanne Daig with 20%. And in Nemahal County, Jason Cook takes Tim Burdick with 55%. And Dylan Keim defeats Bob Sextro, taking 70% of ballots for county commissioner seats. Marshall County post-election audit will be Friday beginning at 10 a.m. in the county clerk's office. Washington County will draw precincts for a post-election audit Thursday at 8:30 in the county clerk's office. The audit will follow Friday at 1:30 in the commissioner's room in the Washington County Courthouse. Among statewide races, Marshall County showed 49% for Roger Marshall, 20% for Bob Hamilton, and 18% for Chris Kobach. Tracy Mann, a favorite in Marshall County, with 61% to Bill Clifford's 28%. And Jake LaTurner carries Marshall County with 52% to Steve Watkins, 32%, and Dennis Taylor, 16%. Washington County turned out 63% for Roger Marshall, Bob Hamilton, 13%, and Chris Kobach, 12%. Tracy Mann also carried Washington County with 63% to Bill Clifford's 25%. Regina C. Kabachewski, age 100, of Hanover, passed away Sunday. Mass of Christian burial Thursday, 10 a.m. at St. John's Catholic Church, Hanover. Burial of the church cemetery. Vigil service Wednesday evening at 7 at the church. Visitation Wednesday, 11 until 5, at the Hanover Mortuary, in charge of arrangements for Regina Kabachewski. Michael W. Murphy, age 66, of Marysville, passed away March 22nd. Private family service to be held Friday, August 7th, 10 a.m. at St. Paul's Episcopal Church in Marysville. It will be live-streamed on Facebook. Public graveside service Friday, 2 p.m. at the Marysville City Cemetery. Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville in charge of arrangements for Mike Murphy. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, Swiss steak, baby bakers, asparagus, a whole wheat roll, and mandarin oranges. Tomorrow, spaghetti, French bread, mixed salad, and fruit cocktail. KNDY News time is 7:15.
With United Bank and Trust online banking, you have access to your hometown bank 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year at ubankonline.com. You can view account balances, access statements, and transfer money between your UBT accounts. You can also view account activity, pay bills, and even make loan payments without being limited by banking hours. Simply visit ubankonline.com to learn more. Online banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The city of Marysville is seeking qualified individuals and/or entities interested in operating the sport and recreation programs. This will be a contract position, and a business plan is requested due by noon Wednesday, August 19th, turned into City Hall. For additional information, contact City Administrator Austin St. John.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. We still have this upper-level trough overhead, which is going to still bring us some nice, cool temperatures. But today will be the last day we'll start to see temperatures back into the lower to mid-80s and then back into the lower 90s as we head into Saturday. Otherwise, it looks like we're going to see sunny skies for today. We have a system that will bring us chances for some showers and thunderstorms for the end of the week, continuing into the weekend off and on. So across the area, becoming mostly sunny, upper 70s. Winds will be from the south between 5 and 10. Tonight, partly cloudy skies, lower 60s. Winds will be from the south between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, mostly sunny skies, highs at 83. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, scattered showers and thunderstorms overnight in the upper 60s. For Friday, partly sunny, isolated showers and thunderstorms in the upper 80s. And Friday night, we'll continue with isolated storms. That's a look at your local forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature early August, 87, recent record high, 99 in 2002. The average low, 65, recent record low, 55 in 1994. Sunset this evening, 8:34, sunrise in the morning at 6:29. 59 degrees, cloudy, overcast, winds are light. Scattered showers along the Nebraska-Iowa border. Activity tracking just out of northeast Kansas into northwest Missouri this morning. Those are light scattered showers. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Wednesday, the 5th of August. KNDY News Time 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
One of the best things about summer is enjoying some great barbecue. Pulled pork, brisket, smoked sausage, barbecue chicken, and don't forget the sides, baked beans, cucumber salad, cheesy hash brown taters. I could go on, but now I'm hungry and need to head down to Bite Me Barbecue. Dine in or carry out. They can also cater your next event. Stop in today. Heck, do it now. That's Bite Me Barbecue in Marysville.
The Marlins hiatus is over and buzzer-beating Booker. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. After more than a week of having their season on hold due to the COVID outbreak, the Marlins returned to the diamond to face the Orioles and prove that the wait was worth it.
Eshelman, the 3-0, and Aguilar gets a hold of one a long way, deep left center field, and Jesus Aguilar has hit his third of the season.
The call on WINZ, Marlins win 4-0. Elsewhere, A's, Rangers tied in the bottom of the ninth. Then,
and the pitch to Piscotty is swung on, driven to center field, way back. The A's are going to win the game. How far is it going to go? And it clears the wall for a grand slam. How do you like that?
Our thanks to the A's radio network. The A's win 5-1 over the Rangers. Colorado State University President Joyce McConnell is launching an investigation into the athletic department after student athletes alleged the department leaders have been intimidating and threatening players into disregarding COVID-19 protocols. This is ABC Sports. At the NBA campus, the Suns and Clippers were tied with 6 seconds left to play in regulation. And then this.
6 seconds left in the game. Out to Booker. 5 seconds. 4 seconds. Booker on the drive. Goes up. Here's the shot. Shoot! He got it! And the Suns win the game!
The call on ESPN 620 AM. Devin Booker delivered the buzzer beater, and the Suns won 117-115 and improved 3-0 in the bubble. After the game, the Clippers' Lou Williams addressed his decision to eat at a gentleman's club after attending a funeral for one of his mentors. He said he was naive.
As far as a public safety issue goes, I probably could have made a better quality decision. I was a little naive in that aspect. I went somewhere after a viewing of somebody I considered a mentor, somebody that I looked up to.
This is Rich Cantu, AB.
For nearly two decades, NextEra Energy Resources has proudly partnered with Kansas to fuel economic growth.
Today, the company is looking to continue that growth by developing the Irish Creek Wind Project in Marshall County.
Irish Creek Wind Farm represents an opportunity to harness the natural American wind resource, improve local roads and schools, and help residents provide for their families.
The project will have a positive impact on the local community by driving jobs, salaries, and business activity.
Irish Creek Wind Farm means a big investment in Marshall County and a big boost to the local economy.
To learn more about the Irish Creek Wind Project, visit www.irishcreekwind.com.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. Farmer sentiment was virtually unchanged in July in comparison to a month earlier, according to the Purdue University CME Group Ag Economic Barometer. The index rose just 1 point from June to a reading of 118, but that's still 30% lower than February before the pandemic began. The Ag Economy Barometer, based on responses from 400 U.S. ag producers, this monthly survey conducted July 20th through 24th. Although a little change in the July barometer, producer perspective on current versus future conditions has moved. The index of current conditions rose 12 points from June to a reading of 111. The index of future expectations fell 5 points to a reading of 121. Over half of the farmers responded to the July survey said they were less likely to attend an in-person educational event in 2020 as a result of COVID-19. When asked what their top information source would be in lieu of attending those in-person events, 36% chose farm magazines, 19% chose online webinars, 17% farm radio, 17% websites. Now direct emails, just 8%, and podcasts at 3% of producers choosing these options. And as landowners plan for the succession of their farm or ranch, there are important decision points along the way that need careful consideration. This applies to active farmers and ranchers as well as non-operating landowners. Right now, landowners are giving more thought to their land because of the COVID-19 effects on all things financial and the uncertainty in many parts of the economy. The Farmers National Company is one company that's been getting a lot of calls from landowners looking for help in either selling the farm or how to manage it for the next generation. Important decision points in planning include deciding if you would like the next generation to keep the land or if it's acceptable for them to sell the real estate. This leads to a decision on how ownership of the land is structured currently and the ideal means for the future. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Good morning and good Wednesday. I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Speck, with your latest market information right here on the Mid-America Ag Network. Well, let's briefly take a quick recap of how things finished up yesterday through the ag commodity markets, since it was a rather grim day of trading for the Tuesday. However, through the ag commodities, grains, oil seeds, livestock, all mostly lower. We'll look through the livestock first, with August live cattle finishing down 75 cents yesterday to 102.27. October down 80 to 107.47. Lower for the feeders as well, with August feeder cattle down 17 cents, sitting at 144.70. September down 45 to 146.62. Mixed for the hogs, as August lean hogs did finish down to 49.70. That was down 17 cents on the day, but October was up 62 to 49.02. Weaker all across the grains, including double-digit losses for Chicago spring wheat. To 879 and three quarters. August soybean meal sharply lower as it finished down 350 to 285.80. And September oil down 17 points at 31.05. The cotton complex did hang on to finish higher as December cotton finished in the green up 11 points, sitting at 63.98. The energy markets yesterday trended upwards, including crude oil up near 90 cents at 41.92 a barrel, and the gas, heating oil, and natural gas all finished slightly higher. It was a huge day for the metals, as once again silver saw a huge gain. September silver was up $1.75 an ounce, finishing at $26.15 an ounce, and the gold complex was sharply higher as well. August gold up $39.30 to $2,530, and finally, the dollar index was slightly lower, down 14 points to 93.36. Sam Speck with your markets through the Mid-America Ag Network.
most of summer with Ford, America's best-selling brand, during the Ford Summer Sales Event. With great offers on a huge selection of Ford SUVs and the largest selection of truck inventory to choose from. Get huge offers across the Ford lineup. So grab the family and head out. Ford's helping you make the most out of summer. It's easier now during the Ford Summer Sales Event. Based on 2019 calendar year total sales, based on AutoData compact and full-size stock inventory as of June 2020. During the Ford Summer Sales Event, get 0% financing for 72 months on F-150, only at your Midwest Ford dealers. Not all buyers will qualify for Ford credit financing. 0% APR financing for 72 months at $1,389 per month per 1,000 financed, regardless of down payment. Take new retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stock by 8/3/20. See dealer for qualifications and complete details.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most important industry. It is agriculture, and important to agriculture are county and state fairs, most of which were not held this year because of COVID-19. We'll find out how one county fair used a virtual show and auction after this.
Orion here, and if you are looking to increase your profit per acre, and who isn't these days, then I urge you to check out Flora. FLURA has cultivated premium genetic hemp strains from a company of innovators, farmers, and researchers that deliver the highest quality seeds and the infrastructure you need to support your farming operation. Call Jeffrey at 312-206-1864. Check out flora.com.
I imagine you could count on one hand the number of county and state fairs that actually were held this year because of COVID-19. For those that were canceled, you had a lot of disappointed 4-H and FFA members whose projects, their steers, their lambs, their pigs, their horses, whatever, were not able to be shown at the fair, and in most cases weren't able to be sold at auction where they normally bring above market value. At the Salinas Valley County Fair in California, T.J. Plew is the CEO, and she says after the judging, which was done via video, there was the auction, which was held online.
It was a 10-hour live event where we had a typical auctioneer. We had a photograph of the youth and their animal, and we put that animal up for bid, and in real time, people bid on those animals. And we generated over $1.1 million that was then distributed out to our 600 livestock exhibitors.
Wow.
Yeah.
It sounds like a lot. How does it compare with a normal year?
Normally, we would sell about 1,000 animals. In the past 2 or 3 years, we've generated over $2 million. So this year, it was about half. But considering the circumstances of our business climate and the challenges that our local community is dealing with, we were nervous that people weren't going to show up and support these kids because the animals are selling for considerably more than what their market value is. So, for example, the market value of a pig is 27 cents a pound at the time. So normally a child would only get a few hundred dollars, and our community came out and gave well over that. On average, over $1,000.
You must feel really good about how they did show up.
Oh, absolutely. It's hard to verbalize how special it feels that we know we can count on our community. When times are tough, they are willing to do what it takes. And I think that just comes from just locally, so many people recognize what's being learned through 4-H and FFA. And in our community, you're not just raising an animal, you're raising your family.
TJ Plew, the CEO of the Salinas Valley Fair in California. Back after this.
Nothing works harder than Trivapro fungicide. Trivapro offers long-lasting preventative and curative disease control thanks to three distinct modes of action, including an active ingredient that delivers 10 times more potency than the competition, allowing you to maximize yield on your farm. So choose the Trivapro fungicide that works longer than any other. Always read and follow label instructions. See your farmer's cooperative agronomy branch about SkyTech aerial application.
Investing in our owner's success. Farmers Cooperative.
Farming America is a presentation of the Nexstar Media Group. I'm Steve Alexander.
729 from KNDY, cloudy, overcast, light southeast winds, 59 degrees. Couple degrees warmer, highs around 80 on tap today if sunshine reappears. These morning clouds yielding some scattered showers along the far northeast corner, Missouri border, and southeast Nebraska, far southwest Iowa border. Nothing moving our way. Let's check the morning news and weather.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, good Wednesday. The Cubs overcame another shaky outing by closer Craig Kimbrell to beat the Kansas City Royals 5-4 last night for their fifth straight win. Jason Hayward, Jason Kipnis, and Wilson Contreras all homered for the Cubs. The third game of that three-game series will get underway today. The St. Louis Cardinals, the latest Major League Baseball team to suffer a coronavirus outbreak.
Seven players and six staff members have tested positive for COVID-19 over the past week. As a result, the team's four-game series against the Tigers in Detroit has been postponed. The Cardinals have been in quarantine in Milwaukee since Thursday. They're going to stay there, and their personnel will continue to be tested daily. And for now, the plan is for the team to resume play on Friday against the Cubs in St. Louis.
That was Westwood One correspondent Andy Scholes. I'm Rick Everett, Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Guilt by association. It can happen to plants as well as people. A prime example today on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
These days, no one can afford to take the risk of being without financial protection against high health care costs. Not even for a few days. Kansas Farm Bureau Health Plans offer short-term health care coverage to fill in those temporary gaps. Short-term health plans can provide you with medical coverage when you are between health plans, helping lower your potential financial risk. Learn more at kfbhealthplans.com or contact a Farm Bureau Financial Services agent near you.
You owe over $10,000 in back taxes. You've called every tax firm out there. They all say the same thing, making promises they never keep, and you're sick of it. What you really need is a new start. If you're faced with garnishments, levies, audits, or years of unfiled tax returns, we'll fight to get you the new start you deserve. Call 1-800-312-9995. Call 1-800-312-9995. That's 1-800-312-9995. Again, that's 1-800-312-9995.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, August 5th, the 218th day of the year. Astronaut Neil Armstrong was born on this day in 1930, and American Bandstand made its network television premiere in 1957. One of the more unfortunate cases of mistaken identity in the plant world is that of goldenrod for ragweed. They don't look very much alike, but they both bloom in mid to late summer and are often found in the same areas. Ragweed is an unremarkable-looking plant with a hairy stem or leaves, while goldenrod is a mass of bright yellow flowers on a single-stemmed plant. Unlike its evil cousin, goldenrod's pollen is held in place by nectar rather than propagated by the wind, and it's rarely allergenic. It just has a bad rap for hanging out with the wrong crowd. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Just 12 votes separate John Unger and Lisa Mosier in a tight race for the Kansas House 106th District. With 5,232 ballots counted and all 91 districts reporting in, Ungerer shows 2,622 and Mosier 2,610. The margin remains close enough that any remaining mail-in or provisional ballots yet to be considered could potentially decide the race. John Ungerer carried Marshall County with 57% of ballots, while Mosier prevailed in Washington County with 55% of the vote. Again, Ungerer with 2,622, Mosier 2,610. Fritz Blaske unseats incumbent Tom Holley for 2nd District Marshall County Commissioner seat. Blaske carries 45%, Holley with 30%, and Don King trails with 25% on the Republican ticket. No Democrats were filed. In the race for District Magistrate Judge, Angela Heckey retains the position with 65% of votes to Bobby Pipia with 35%. The sales tax question for swimming pool improvements in Blue Rapids passed by a wide margin, 88% voting yes, with 232 ballots cast. In Washington County for 2nd District Commissioner, Incumbent David Wilbrandt with 80% of the votes over Joanne Daigh with 20%. In Nemahal County, Jason Cook takes Tim Burdick 61-39% for 2nd District County Commissioner and moves on to face Greg Allen in the general. In the 3rd District, Dylan Kime takes Bob Sextro 70-30% and moves on to face Dennis Henry in the general election. Again, it's 12-vote difference in preliminary totals for Kansas House, as John Ungerer leads Lisa Mosier 2,622 to 2,610 in the 106th District. In Marshall County, Fritz Blaski takes the Republican race for county commissioner with 45% of votes, Tom Holly with 30%. Angela Heckey earned 65% of votes for district magistrate judge, defeating Bobby Pipia with 35%. And the Blue Rapids Swimming Pool sales tax passes with 88% voting yes. David Wilbrandt holds off a challenge for Washington County Commissioner with 80% of votes over Joanne Daigh with 20%. And in Nemahal County, Jason Cook takes Tim Burdick with 55%. And Dylan Kime defeats Bob Sextro, taking 70% of ballots for county commissioner seats. Roger Marshall wins a crowded primary Republican field for U.S. Senate. Marshall receives 40%, Chris Kobach 26%, and Bob Hamilton 19%. Marshall, who currently serves as U.S. Representative, will advance to the general election to face Barbara Bollier, who has 86% of the Democratic ballots. Tracy Mann moves on as a Republican victor for the U.S. House Big First District with a 54-33% margin over Bill Clifford. On the Democratic side, Kelly Barnett posts a 63-37% decision over Christy Cobble Davis. In Kansas' 2nd District, Roger Marshall wins a crowded primary Republican field for U.S.